Bankrate.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
It's going to be a great broadcast. I don't say that. I don't say that. But I'm going to have some fun. And John Moore's with us. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Okay, here we go. This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. John Moore's with us. John Moore's been to the Get Prepared Expos, all of them. He has been to the meetups, and he has been a seminar speaker. As a matter of fact, we had a choice at Expo number one of having Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck would come to our expo. It cost $125,000 for him to show up. Not doesn't go to him. It goes to his favorite charity, which is his charity. And then he needs a private plane, two pilots, and two engines. Another $25,000, $150,000. Glenn Beck would show up. We said, nope, not doing it. There were some others we considered. And the least expensive guy was $20,000. Famous guy. He only wanted $20,000. John Moore said he would do it for free. And he's been with us ever since. And he's been talking about climate change, violent climate change. He said it years ago. He said, we are going to experience what we're experiencing right now. He's absolutely right. Welcome, John Moore. Well, do we have John Moore?
I'm here. Hey,
John Moore, are you with us?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Did you hear the introduction?
I did. Thank you, sir. Very, very gracious of you. I appreciate that.
Well, John, you've been to the farm. You've been to the meetups. You've been to Ziggy's. You've been to, you know, all the venues that we've had. It's been a lot of fun. John, I need to share with our radio class an email that I have. And I was on fire last night when I read this. Now let me lead into this, and if you'd like to comment on it after I do this, please do. Now, our meetups are at Ziggy's. It's at a restaurant in Springfield, Missouri. The restaurant holds about 160 people. If every seat is occupied, there's a front room and a back room. Back room is about 40 people, maybe 45 can squeeze in, and maybe 50. Front room holds about 110, and we fill it up. We fill up the front room. So when I say we have 110 people, that's why. So our meetups have about 110 people, and we have speakers, famous speakers. We do live teleseminars. We show movies, and it's really, in my opinion, very interesting items. We talk about, the list could go on and on. We talk about survival gardening. We talk about rifle, pistol, shotgun. We talk about solar power, wind power, saving energy, saving money, inflation, cancer therapy, radiation detection, you know, building buildings, farming, how to buy a farm, raising chickens, rabbits, and quail for food. I mean, the list goes on and on. We've had 3 years of these meetups. So roughly 50 meetups a year. We try not to have a meetup during Christmas. We try not to have one during Thanksgiving. Other than that, we have 50 meetups a year or so. So 50 meetups, 3 years, 50 meetups.
Sounds like 150 to me.
Yeah. Yeah, at 4 hours on average, because some of the meetups start at 5:30 and they go on to sometimes 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, sometimes even after midnight, sometimes 1 o'clock in the morning. So roughly 4 hours per meetup on average. That'd be a low estimate. So that's 600 hours of meetups. Well, okay. So I was very concerned about the weather. On Friday, Mrs. Fennelli said, you know, you realize the weather is really going to be rough and a lot of your meetup class are seniors, and they drive, you know, 100 miles to get there from several surrounding states. So I said, I do, and I'm considering canceling the meetup. And so I made the announcement on Friday that the meetup might be canceled. Check the website. I'll make an announcement. I'll let you know on the website. So I called a couple instructors, and they said, you know, you're right. You should cancel. So I decided to do what I wanted to do, was cancel and not risk anyone's safety. So I made the announcement on the air on Friday that we were canceling the meetup. And I posted on our website why. And I said, USAPrepares.com meetup Monday, January 6, 2013, canceled due to government-created weather modification superstorm. I'm sorry to have to cancel the meetup on Monday, but your government has created a massive superstorm, the likes of which this country has not seen in 100 years. The wind chill is expected to be minus 70 degrees Fahrenheit in parts of the U.S. Pipes are freezing. Traffic, air traffic is canceled. Deliveries are delayed. Outdoor farm animals have died, including cattle on our farm. The first golfer is not mending the store. He's playing golf. Many think that this is a good thing. I'm reading my post, okay? And I said, we at USAPrepares.com saw this coming. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, John Moore, has warned us about this for 3 years. I hope that you've listened to us, prepared for it. This is not the end of the journey, just the beginning. Our next meetup is scheduled for Monday, January 13th, which is the Monday coming up. So that's what I posted. And then I get this email yesterday, the day that of the canceled meetup. And it comes from a guy named Phil Case. Now, he's a guy that works for the University of Missouri. It says, for those of you who are prepared to deal with a little cold weather, myself, Alan Busick, and a few others into preparedness will be meeting tonight at Ziggy's at 5:30 p.m. Some are more prepared than others. Decide for yourself what your limits are and be safe first. But if you're prepared for the cold, feel free to join us. And this is the part that frosts me. If you take no whining for real, we guarantee the conversation will be about practical preparedness, more about practical preparedness, and less about the political blame games. That's a direct shot across the bow at me. Come prepared to share, and let's all learn something from each other. Signed, Phil Case. I thought about it for a second, and I responded. And here's my response. I'm going to read it. And I posted this on Facebook. So over 4,500 people got a chance to see exactly what I'm reading to you. Phil Case, in response to your email as shown below, there is no USA Prepares meetup tonight. No meetup conversation at a restaurant is worth the risks to life. I really do not appreciate what you're doing. It's idiotic. A little cold weather is an understatement. The national temperature average is 12.8 degrees. We are preparers and survivalists, and we do not take unnecessary risks, as you are suggesting. Subjecting the USA Preparers class to this unnecessary exposure is over the top. Fan belts, fuel pumps, radiator hoses, batteries, diesel fuel gelling, fuel lines icing up, the list of potential automobile failures goes on and on. Your email is hateful. Preparedness meetups are being taken over all over by government operatives, people who work for the government. And one of the first things that they try to do is steer the meetups away from discussing political corruption. Exactly what you state that you are doing. Your stunt is unwelcomed, and your stunt reeks of what government operatives do. You are a government employee, one who wears open-toed sandals to the meetups. Your message is foreign to me. I expect things to go wrong and prepare for them. Wearing open-toed shoed sandals presents the image that everything is A-OK, and it is not. You are no longer welcomed at the USA Prepares meetup. As for the no whining, it's 1 degree here at the farm. Two of my farm animals, cows, have already died. First and foremost is safety. You violated our trust and our code of conduct. Political blame games? Are you kidding? The politicians have engineered this whole mess, and they are not games. They are deadly serious events in our lives. I repeat, you are not welcome at the meetups. I'll be reading this email as well as yours at the next meetup. Vincent Finelli. So anyway, John Moore, That is my take on the attempted takeover of USAPreparers.com meetups that we've been having for 3 years. And ours is not the only one that's been attempted to be taken over. Now, it'd be one thing if this guy, Phil Case, said, hey, Vinny, listen, a few of us want to have a meetup, and, you know, we live in the area, and it's a short drive, and we're willing to do it. Would that be okay with you? No, this guy tried to hijack the meetup. John, I'm warning you, it's going to happen to more and more of us, and you have a meetup too.
I do. We meet the first and third Thursdays of each month in a restaurant in Rolla. They're fairly small compared to what you're doing. Typically, we have anywhere from a dozen to our biggest turnups were maybe 35, 40 people. It hasn't been an issue so far, but I appreciate the heads up so I can be ready to on the lookout for any attempts of that nature.
Well, John, here's what happened. I got a call from a gal in Colorado, in Denver, and she said, hey, Vinny, have you had an attempt at taking over your meetup? And I said, well, the government operatives have been there. They've tried to videotape us. They've tried to record us. And then what we do is we go and we sit down with them. We have some of our regulars sit down and smile and play nice, and they get so uncomfortable they leave because we know who they are. And what I do is I'll ask new people to identify themselves so everybody's looking at them. So, you know, we know who the new guys are, and we know who the operatives are, and we know how they act. But here's the thing. This gal called me up, and she said, hey, we have a meetup in Colorado, and it's about 300 people, and we do it, you know, once a month. And she said, here's what happened. The American Preppers Network. This guy owns a truck, and he drives across the country, and he built this American Preppers Network. He said they infiltrated the meetup, and they had some, you know, well-spoken people there, and they seemed to know what they're doing. And next thing you know, they've taken over the meetup, and they said, okay, now, the new rules with the meetup are there's no religion. We are not going to discuss religion. And the other thing we're not going to do is discuss politics. They threw this gal out of her own meetup. She
really?
Built it. Yes. I'm very serious. These guys have taken it over. Now, who are these guys? They're affiliated with a group called the NPS Expo, National Preppers and Survivalists Expo out of Atlanta. They are working with FEMA. They're working with the government. They're working with Homeland Security. And they'll give you a free pass to come to their expo. All you have to do is fill out the form, and you'll go there for free. But they're in bed with FEMA and Homeland Security.
I'd be interested to
kidding.
See the form they fill out. What information they want you to give up?
They want you to the minimum that you give up is your email address, and so now you're on the list. So that is
right.
The NPS Expo. They have aimed their sights at us, and they declared that their intent is to put us out of business. So I'm sharing with you some inside information about what's happening in the world of preparedness and survival. John Moore and I'll be back when we talk about the weather.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, John Moore, I'm not kidding about this. The takeovers of the meetups, and really, I believe that the government is very concerned about people who are preparedness-minded and survivalists, because we just don't take direction very well. We really don't. A lot of us are independently employed. We don't have jobs per se that where the employer can control us. We don't work for the government, and if you go to this website that I've mentioned, it's the NPS Expo. Just type in npsexpo.com. You will see at the bottom of page one, okay, you will see CERT. That's Community Emergency Response Team. That's a government organization, okay, Homeland Security. FEMA, you'll see the FEMA logo, the CERT logo, the Ready.gov logo, the Fire Corps logo. And then off to the right, you're going to see something that this guy's pushing the limits, absolutely pushing the limits. He buys advertising on the radio, and it'll show a radio network, your favorite radio network, if you're listening to this broadcast. Okay, it'll show you that network, and it'll say advertising partner. That means advertising partner, he's buying advertising. Okay, it says advertising partner to lead you to believe that the network is in favor of everything this guy's doing. It's not true. It is not true. So I'm on this rant because we have been attacked here at USA Prepares. And that's what happens. When someone violates my trust, John, I come out swinging. I do not back up. I put it in four-wheel drive, and I go forward, charging ahead. So be prepared, John. They are taking over meetups all over the country. You're just in line. Your thoughts? Did we lose John Moore? Yeah, I'm here.
Hello.
So, John, what are your thoughts based on what I just said?
Well, I'd like to have a phonetic spelling of that website, if you could, please.
N, Nancy, Peter, Sam, Expo, NPSExpo.com.
November Papa Sierra. Okay.
November Papa Sierra, yes.
We need to get you a ham radio license so you can get squared away on the phonetic alphabet, my friend.
There you go. Okay, we'll do that. We'll do that. And
okay.
NPS Expo. And seriously, they claim that they have more than 200 exhibits. Impossible. We are the largest preparedness expo in the country. They claim that they have now 100-plus classes. Impossible. The most we've ever had is 83. They say that they have 8,500 preppers and survivalists. Impossible. Absolutely impossible. Attendance at these meetups, expos is down. It's down. And if you look at the pictures on this guy's website, you'll see that there's very few in attendance. So just check it out. Don't believe me. Just go to NPS Expo. You'll see it. And if you sign up, you will be on the list. I know he sells the, and this guy sells the mailing list. The NPS Expo sells the mailing list. How do I know? One of his exhibitors sent me an email saying, if you didn't get a chance to buy our product, it's still available. And he sent the list to all of the attendees. And every person that got the email also got the entire list. It's only 1,000. Only 1,000 people. Our worst expo we've ever had more than twice as many. And that was our worst expo. Typically, we have 6,000 a day for 2 days. So anyway, John, I just want to let you know, get ready because they are coming after the preparedness-minded people. We are the ones who can hold out the longest. We are the French resistance of the United States.
Well, forewarned is forearmed, as my friend Dan Morrison would say. Mm-hmm. Well, Vince, I'll be with you down there in Springfield this coming Monday, the 13th.
You will, John, and I'm all excited about it because you told us this was coming. You told us the pipes would freeze. You told us to get ready 3 years ago. Now, some of us really heeded your warning. We did. And some of us are prepared. I'm prepared. But, John, yesterday I was feeding the cows. Now, I'm a preparedness-minded guy. I even put gasoline in the diesel fuel of the tractor. It was so cold, John, that the tractor stopped running in the middle of the field. We have 3 John Deere tractors and 1 International. The International's running fine. None of the John Deere's is running very well. And one of them is stuck in the field where I can't use it until the diesel fuel gels, even with gasoline. So,
that's scary.
How serious is it? It's really serious because I need the tractors to feed the cows. And if I can't feed them, they're going to die. So let's talk about the weather. John Moore, what are we going to experience going forward, and why is this happening? John Moore, broadcaster, veteran broadcaster on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings, Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So class, the NPS Expo, November Papa Sierra Expo.com, has declared war on USAPreparers.com. They want to put us out of business. That means off the radio. That means off the radio. They want to get us off the radio, and they want to get us out of the expo business. Okay, we lose money on the expo. We don't make any money on it. We lose expo money on the expo, and we don't make any money on the radio. Okay, so they want to put us out of business. Really? Okay, so they have scheduled their expo right in our backyard. In Tulsa, on the same day that we were going to schedule ours. Another expo decides they're going to have theirs the same day in Dallas at the same day. And another expo wants to have theirs the week before to get a jump start. So I backed out. I said, okay, we'll let them shoot it out. Now, one of our instructors sends me an email. He says, hey, let's go. Let's carpool to the NPS Expo. Who wants to go? No, what? These guys have declared war on USAPrepares.com, me, and one of our instructors wants to do a carpool to get USA Prepares to go to this guy's expo to support him. What are they thinking? Seriously. So I'm sorry I lost my temper, John, but that's really what's happening.
That's okay.
We are under us. We're under assault. We are literally under assault by a government-sponsored expo. FEMA, CERT, Ready.gov, the Fire Corps, they've joined forces to try to put us out of business. Why? Because we are the only preparedness expo that has a radio broadcast, a real radio broadcast, AM, FM, satellite, internet. That's why. They've got to put us out of business. That's why. So, anyway, so, John, we're not going. We're not going out of business. So we're moving our next expo.
Glad to hear that. What's our dates for the next expo? Are they changed?
Yeah, we're going to have it in September, and it will be massive, absolutely massive.
Any mind yet?
I'm not going to release that yet, but it'll be in September. I'm not going to release the date but it'll be in September. It will be massive, and it will be only for serious preppers and survivalists. No tire kickers need apply because we're not doing that. This will be you will have breakfast, lunch, and dinner with your instructors. Imagine that. Imagine how cool that's going to be. It's what we talked about, John, you, Sam Bushman, and I.
Right, our meeting following the last expo, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. We discussed how we're going to do it. So anyway, John, when we have the meetup on Monday, coming up, the 13th, at Ziggy's, 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri, what are you going to be teaching us?
Well, it goes back to the fall of 2004, to January 2005. I published my paper, No Need for Panic. And at the time, I said that I was repeating from the best scientists who pay attention that the Gulf Stream was estimated to be stopping 5 to 20 years in the future. Well, fast forward 5 years, the spring of 2010, in fact, June 12, 2010, the Gulf Stream did in fact stop on June 12, 2010. The government published a paper in 2003, paid for with the Department of Defense money, titled An Abrupt Climate Change Scenario and Its Implications for United States National Security. At that time, of course, the Gulf Stream was still flowing, as it always had, although at a dramatically reduced rate. And they presented two scenarios, Vince. One, the Gulf Stream slowing down dramatically, and the other, the Gulf Stream stopping entirely, and the consequences of both those events. Well, of course, once the Gulf Stream stopped in June of 2010, the implications of that paper became real as opposed to some possible future matter. And since it did happen, and of course I published my paper, The Gulf Stream Has Stopped, which is available as a free download at my website, thelibertyman.com. If you read that paper, Vince, and I urge people who have not done so to do so, The Gulf Stream Has Stopped at my website, thelibertyman.com. You'll come to understand why you and I are sitting here looking outside with a foot of snow and minus zero temperatures, which is very, very unusual for our part of the country, and record-breaking temperatures all over the country. I had minus 13 at my place this morning, Vince. Now, I'm 66 years old, except for my 302 duty in the Army. I've never, ever seen it 13 below zero this far south of Missouri, ever. This is unprecedented, in my opinion. If there is precedence, I'm not aware of it. But this is all a consequence of two things. First, the Gulf Stream stopping in June of 2010, and that in turn no longer regulating the jet stream. And, of course, the wild, absolutely wild, out-of-control gyrations of the jet stream is what's happening right now and causing these events to take place. And this is going to be this way for the foreseeable future, and I'm talking probably centuries into the future, because these events are very slow-moving, and it's got nothing to do with cow flatulence or SUV emissions or burning coal to make electricity. It has everything to do with the planet warming up from the inside. And if you notice the melting ice at Greenland, is melting from the bottom. The melting ice at the Antarctic is melting from the bottom, which clearly and obviously has nothing to do with cow flatulence, SUV emissions, or burning coal to make electricity.
John Moore, what we're experiencing here on the farm, I'm not exaggerating, we used a whole winter supply of wood. Now, we have a firebox in our outdoor wood furnace that's 4 feet by 5 feet. It's a huge firebox. Now, I know how much wood we used last year, the year before, the year before. I know. Okay, we are using 2 to 4 times the normal wood that we've used. We've used an entire winter supply of wood already. Seriously.
Well, the first day of winter was only 3 weeks ago.
That's exactly right. Our farmhouse, I'm running this thing as efficiently as I can. I modified the wood stove to save wood. I use 1/3 less than everybody else because of the changes I made to the wood stove, the smokestack and the air intake. And we're still burning that much. We burned so much wood that we are now at 61 degrees in the farmhouse. The reason is we're trying to conserve what wood we have. We can't even find what little we have left because it's on the ground under the snow. This is really serious. The cows are freezing to death. We lost 2 of them already. What we're experiencing, and you can hear the passion in my voice, class, we are going to have food shortages. We are going to have animals dead. You're going to see cows being sold because farmers cannot keep them. There is nothing for them to eat. Seriously.
Right. Well,
the country is frozen.
Cattle need 3 things. They need shelter from the wind, they need water, and they need food to survive in these conditions.
And our herd is down, you know, 1/3. I sold 1/3 of it just to get to survive this year. And I thought, we'll have twice as much hay. We'll cut the size of our herd. We'll be in great shape. No way that, you know, we're going to have any problems. We're already having problems 3 weeks into winter. John, I'm ringing the alarm. This is really, really serious. We're going to see.
We're fairly far south. You know, you're only an hour drive from Arkansas. You know, just think what it's like north of you into northern Missouri and the states north of us and how absolutely brutal those conditions are.
There is ice on the cow's hair. The little calves are shivering. We've cleaned out areas to give them shelter. The stream is frozen. The ponds are frozen. I bought cattle waterers, these big concrete waterers, for emergencies, but I can't get my big John Deere tractor to start in order to get the cattle waterers off the trailer so I can hook them up to a garden hose, you know, for a temporary water. It is pretty frightening to me. What I'm saying is, John, would you say, I'm not asking for a compliment, but would you say, you've been to the farm, would you say I'm pretty well prepared?
More than most farms I've been to, absolutely.
Okay, and I'm actually panicking now, and I'm prepared. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm saying this is really serious. If the power were to fail in any city in this freezing cold, people will be dead from being
frozen. They'll be dead in a day or less. Yes.
Yes.
So they won't abandon their homes to get the shelter for a myriad of reasons, and people don't have the necessary supplies inside their homes and apartments to stay alive when the power grid goes down.
Yes, and to let you know that Texas power generation in Texas is stretched to the limit. They're actually thinking about rolling blackouts right now in Texas. It's that bad in Texas, and it's worse in north of Texas. Texas is a lot warmer than other states, like Missouri. So, word to the wise, please, please have your emergency preparedness ready right now if you don't. Please do. Make sure that if you have a generator, you have a safe place to hook it up. Make sure it works. I know people who have generators, and they've never tested them. Come on! What are you going to do? John, we took an extension cord out this morning to charge a battery to top it off on one of our tractors that runs the International tractor. And, you know, a standard extension cord that you might get at the Chinese factory outlet, you take it outside and you try to uncoil it, it will crack the insulation because the plastic will not bend. It will just crack right in this freezing cold.
Right. Various materials behave differently when you get into these sub-zero conditions. People in Canada and Northern Alaska they have lifestyles that are used to these. But this far south, we're not used to this kind of bitter cold where it's 10, 12, 13 degrees below zero. It's something we've never had to deal with.
Minus 10 at the farm last night, and it was a little colder than that at your place, you know, which is probably less than 2 hours from our place here in Missouri. You live in Missouri. So anyway, John, I can't encourage people enough to get prepared for you know, we talk about the government, we talk about the corruption, but this is really serious, and this is a really tough one to prepare for. I mean, I've got a tractor in the middle of a field. I can't move it until it warms up. I said to Mrs. Spinelli,
I'm very fortunate. I keep my Kubota tractor in a garage. It's not heated, but it's protected from the extreme cold. And I had it out yesterday for about an hour. It ran fine. But I can imagine a tractor that's not protected from the cold having the issues you're discussing.
Well, mine was protected. Mine was in a shed, enclosed on three sides. No snow on it. It was in great shape. And when I took it outside to run it, that's when the fuel gelled, even with gasoline. 10% gasoline mixed with the diesel. John Moore, and I'll be right back.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
Plant a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LeCig a long time ago. LeCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LeCig.com. Or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
It's gonna be sliding.
Winner today is hot.
Why you got your
take? When you go to the
for
2 seconds during.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
John Moore's with us, TheLibertyMan.com. John Moore, we talked on previous broadcasts together about the infrastructure in the United States. We bury our pipes 18, 24, 36 inches below the frost line so that pipes don't freeze. In England, that's not the case. United Kingdom, that's not the case. Their pipes are just below the surface. They've got to be having serious problems.
Well, they have had for several winters, and ever since the Gulf Stream stopped, they've had serious problems. There's engineering premises for all of these undertakings. And when it comes to burying pipes, the farther north you go, the deeper they're buried. We may be running into those same problems in our area, Vince, because there's no precedence for the cold that we're experiencing. And we, in fact, may be having some pipes freezing underground because the frost line limits are now deeper than they used to be. Mm-hmm. I hate to think of that being the case, but I think we have no choice but to accept that as being possibly the new normal. It took 100 years to have the infrastructure in place that we've got, longer in some places farther east. They started burying water pipes back east more than a century ago, probably going back to the 1840s, 1850s, and you just don't replace something like that overnight. It's a tremendous undertaking in terms of logistics, time, and money, and so forth to replace an infrastructure such as water pipes.
John Moore, you know, just as something as simple as digging a hole or a trench, the utility companies have got their power lines under the ground, and sometimes you have to call them, and you want to replace a water pipe that runs perpendicular to a power line. You go, oh, wow, now the power line's on top of the water. Now what do we do? I mean, you're talking about serious problems. Yeah, you're absolutely right. So, John, what do we do? What do we do?
Well, it's not a good thing because it consumes so much water, but the way to keep water from freezing is to keep it moving.
Yeah,
and that's going to be the temporary solution for our areas if they do in fact have a new lower frost line than we've had before, a stopgap, you might say. Other than that, we're left with a solution which is going to cost literally billions of dollars to replace the fresh water lines so that they no longer freeze. And what a massive spending it's going to be to accomplish that goal.
Tell you what I did on the farm when I put in the outdoor wood furnace, I put in the same trench as our water line. I put in the heat pipes that send hot water from the outdoor water furnace to the house parallel in the same trench as our water line. The plan was if we ever did have something like this happen, the heat loss from the outdoor wood furnace would provide enough heat to keep the pipes from freezing. But that doesn't mean the cold won't go down the well and start chilling off the well. So I have to build a well house above the well to help protect that from freezing. John, this is a big, big problem. Crop failures, you know, in the droughts, freezing winter. I mean, this is exactly what you said. There are going to be violent, violent climate change swings we are experiencing. You were right on the money. John, when you come to the meetup, you pack the house. Every seat is taken. I expect the same thing to happen next Monday. It's all free, class. The meetup is absolutely free. John Moore will be there dispensing updates on climate and what we need to do. John, do you have any other previews about
what we're doing? Well, in addition, I'll have energy cleaners for sale at a $25 discount with me. So
great.
That'll help people that need that help with their lives as well.
John, I'm really looking forward to it. I want to thank you for alerting the entire world as to what was happening, especially in the United States, with climate change. You rang the alarm. You stuck your neck out. You were absolutely right regarding climate change. You really
Thanks,
were.
Thanks, sir.
The Liberty
I'll
Man.
See you next Monday evening. A week from
yeah, Monday yesterday. Evening, John Moore, thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. John Moore.
Thank you, man.
And you can hey, thanks so much, John. You can download his paper on the climate for free. Page one, thelibertyman.com. I'm Vin Finelli. We're freezing here in Missouri. Please prepare. If you run a diesel engine, you can mix about up to, 5% gasoline with it. Be careful when you do it. It'll thin it out and it'll help your diesel engine start. It's not good for the engine, but if you have to do it, it'll keep the fuel from gelling. See you tomorrow. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And I'm going to go feed the cows right now.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.